Today I'm talking to Thomas Berry, who is the CEO of Credit Corp. Thomas, good to talk to you again.
Indeed. Thanks, Tom.
Now, you've just reported full year results. You must be pleased with the outcome. NPAT up by 20%, revenue up 17%. What were the key drivers of those results?
Yeah, look, the key driver of our result is really the culmination of all the things we've been doing over many years. About sort of 4.5-5 years ago, we started a lending business, lending to people who have trouble with credit at affordable rates, much lower than the competitors, and it's been a very strong product for us. Lots of take up, and it's now reached the size where the earnings are really starting to flow, and so that business
so it makes up doubled. about 25% of revenue.
Yeah, 25% of revenue, and so that that doubled in earnings from $6 million to $12 million after tax.
How do you do that in such a competitive lending market? It must be a very strong message that.
Our segment of the market is one. Where the consumers we're dealing with are not readily able to obtain credit from a mainstream lender like a bank or one of the big finance companies. And so what we're competing with is a bunch of products that charge very high interest rates, and some of them even have predatory features. So our product is very much distinguishable from those, and it's a really great consumer offering. The economics are really tight, so it has to be very much integrated with our existing business. All the analytics, all the credit analytics we use from our collection business and our strong collection platform and our understanding of these consumers helps us to run that business economically and create something very unique for consumers that is a genuine solution to their needs.
So with the lending business making up 25% of revenue, what's the ambition to increase that?
Oh yeah, look, certainly our ambitions are to continue to grow that business so that it is making up something close to 50% of our earnings that come out of Australia and New Zealand. But we wouldn't stop there, of course. Mm. We are looking at new products and different ways to service the market we operate in.
Are mortgages a possibility?
Probably not for us, no. Yeah. I mean, we're probably unable to compete on funding. Yeah. We stick with where our expertise is, which is probably in the unsecured consumer space, potentially even vehicles in that area, consumer loans. That's where our expertise is and where we can add value.
And you had a solid pickup in debt buying, so that's obviously delivered a good return as well.
Yeah, look, so our debt buying business in Australia, we purchased really heavily last year. We judged that market conditions were good for at least the first half of the year, and so we purchased very heavily and entered some contracts at attractive prices that will deliver, that enabled us to grow earnings in our core debt purchasing business in Australia and will allow us to grow earnings into the future. So that was also very solid. We're probably not buying as much now, but we've done well enough to ensure that our business will be very strong in the year ahead.
Was that a view on the interest rate cycle as much as anything else?
Oh, look, it's just looking at our... We try to be very disciplined and analytical in the way that we go about pricing our debts, and we do have a long history and lots of data that informs our analytical models. And if we're unable to meet our return criteria, unable to match what competitors wish to pay, we don't think we're going to get an adequate return, we won't buy. And so we've pulled back a bit because of that.
Okay. Now let's talk about the US business, because you're expecting to make a small profit next year. So that's been a gradual turnaround, probably not as fast as what you prefer.
No. Look, the US, we started probably also around 4.5-5 years ago. It looked like an attractive market. Market conditions sort of moved against us over there, and the prices of charged off debts got very high, unsustainably high. Plus, you know, there was a bit for us to learn in adapting our business. So through last year, the key things that occurred are, firstly, we really rapidly improved our operations. So productivity improved by in excess of 20% over the prior year, which has brought the business to break even at the unsustainable market prices. And then later in the year, the market actually turned in our favour, and we are now able to acquire, you know, large volumes of debts over there at prices that make sense for us, that will deliver our returns. So the business is now profitable and on track to turn around and make a modest profit in 2018, and really is on a trajectory to be a large profit driver for the group going forward.
Right, so you've guided for earnings to be up in the range of 9 to 14% over the course of the next 12 months. So is that just going to be an extension of the factors that dominated the last 12 months?
That's right. So we've got a good strong position in the core business based on the purchasing we've done. And so that will produce another very solid result. The lending business will grow strongly again. It is now of a size where we've reached that critical mass and the earnings are really starting to flow. So that'll be a very key earnings driver. And also the switch from a loss to a profit, albeit a small one in the US, will also contribute to earnings. So all of those things should come together and produce a pretty strong result again in 2018.
Okay, I look forward to talking to you at the time of the next results, Thomas.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.